degrees. The sun is out. We expect plenty of sun through the rest of today as well, with a high in the low to mid 90s and a heat index value right around 100 degrees or so. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. State officials are investigating another officer-involved shooting. This one is in Warren County, east of Murfreesboro. The TBI says last Thursday, McMinnville police responded to a domestic disturbance where an unarmed man had barricaded himself inside. They say there was an effort to de-escalate, but police ended up shooting the man dead. So far this year, TBI has been asked to investigate 32 officer-involved shootings. That includes an incident in late August where a Metro SWAT officer fatally shot a man during a standoff. The recent spike in immigration enforcement in Memphis has some Nashville residents moving more cautiously again. Metro Council member Sandra Sepulveda represents a majority Hispanic district on Nolensville Road and joined a recent episode of This is Nashville.
We're representing entire minority communities, not just one. And so we've done a lot of work to get to a better place, but we also started the Immigrant Caucus because there's just some things that, you know, certain people are going to be able to speak on because of lived experiences.
And I apologize, that is an old quote from Sandra Sepulveda. More recently, she said this is racial profiling at the end of the day. And so we saw when raids first started happening here in the city, we had community members who were afraid to go to work, who are afraid to leave their house. Businesses struggled. And so my fear is that we're going to have businesses who struggle. Again, that was a quote from council member Sandra Sepulveda. She also fears kids staying home from school again. Sepulveda says a campaign to help immigrants understand their rights has helped many people feel more confident, but law enforcement has not always honored those rights. Tennessee cattlemen have some beef with President Trump, or at least with a recent trade agreement he made. The president announced last month that he reached a deal with foreign producers to sell ground beef at 25% off in exchange for easing tariffs. Tennessee cattle farmers say that move artificially lowers the price of beef and impacts their bottom line. And the vice president of the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association, Dale Parker, says it comes at a critical time. Farmers are entering the season when they decide how many calves they want to add to their herd. Parker says Trump's beef import deal, quote, risks weakening producer confidence at the very time we need cattlemen investing in herd expansion. Expansion is needed after drought and increased feed costs forced many ranchers to shrink their herds. That lower supply is part of why beef prices have soared. The Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation says cattle producers understand people wanting affordable beef, but they say this short-term solution will only harm long-term efforts to rebuild America's cattle herd. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.